Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 16, 1821, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette gave its readers additional information regarding the brutal execution of four enslaved men at the Mount Wilson Plantation on October 13, 1821. As we told you then, the enslaved men, Billy Prince, James, Jeffrey, and Jack Grigg, were found guilty of the murder of Reynold Allen Elcock, the owner of Mount Wilton in the parish of St. Thomas. The more recent article revealed that Elcock had bought the 620-acre plantation in 1812 for £26,000. At the time of the sale, the plantation contained 178 enslaved blacks. In 1820, Elcock made a bequest to give 113 adult enslaved blacks an annuity of £5 for their loyalty and good behavior during the Bussey Rebellion of 1816. At the time of the murder, Elcock was separated from his wife, who was residing at Darrell's St. Michael. The paper informed its readers that, quote, an immense number of spectators from the various parts of the country, whose feelings of indignation had induced them to travel a great distance to witness the punishment of those bloodthirsty wretches, unquote. In addition, the enslaved community were also present to watch the gruesome spectacle in which, quote, their bodies were afterwards hung in chains on an eminence in the plantation and their heads placed on poles in conspicuous situations, unquote. Before this execution, the authorities, fearing that this might be a wider plot to murder enslavers, repeatedly urged the four men to give information, quote, that might be interesting to some individuals or important to the country, unquote. To this request, the four condemned men refused to give any information and, according to the Barbadian, quote, were launched into eternity, unquote, surrounded by a large number of onlookers. But the story does not end there. The trustees delayed the bequest for over 15 years and only did so on the intervention of the governor and a police magistrate. 83 of those who witnessed the execution were still alive in 1840 to receive their share of the Elcock bequest, which now stood at £85. They used this cash to purchase the farm estate, which subsequently became Rock Hall. Some Mount Wilton laborers bought Social Hall in St. Thomas, which they renamed Bridgefield. According to Woodville Marshall, Rock Hall was established around September 1840, and by 1851, it occupied 40 acres, containing 303 free villagers. Interestingly, as an indication of the circumstances of the Elcock bequest and his subsequent murder, Rock Hall was also called Cutthroat Village.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.